The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
High Iron has achieved a major milestone in Namibia's green industrialization efforts, announcing that its High Iron Oshivela plant successfully produced its first green hydrogen, which is the first phase. I'm joined by Johannes Michels, the CEO of High Iron.
Can you share more details about the significance of High Iron producing the first green hydrogen in Namibia?
So for us, this is a really huge milestone. Even though our final product is not hydrogen, our final product is iron. But it's a very important step and milestone to achieve. So the electrolyzer or the hydrogen generation unit that we are using is currently the largest in all Southern Africa. It's a 12 megawatt system. It would also be the second largest currently in Europe. So it's really a big system, and it's running smooth, and it's the same with our island's PV system, with our battery system. So they support the operations of the electrolyzer. So a lot of the important questions are answered about the functionality. And also the installation. So we did all the installation only with Namibians. So 100%. We've proven that we can do it, and that it runs, and that the manufacturer he's happy with, or they are happy with, how we installed it. And it's now for the first time that based on our solar power, we produce an intermediate product of hydrogen, which we will very soon, so that will be in 2 to 3 weeks, also used to produce then green iron, which is the product that we are planning to export then.
Johannes, how does High Iron's production process work, and what makes it unique compared to other methods?
Yes. So the product that we produce is iron. That's currently one of the most used materials in the world. You need it. One of the most obvious things that everyone thinks of thinking of iron and steel is cars. But it's also needed to build houses. It's part of all our lives. So the world needs around about 2 billion tons of it every year. And currently, to produce iron, all these 2 billion tons are produced on carbon as a reduction material, so as an energy source. And that means also that per ton of iron that is produced currently, there are very high CO2 emissions. That's an average roughly 1.8 tons of CO2 emissions per ton of iron and steel. And what we do differently at High Iron compared to the traditional process is that we replace the carbon with hydrogen. So the hydrogen is then used to reduce the iron ore, which means that you pull the oxygen out of the iron ore, and then we have a waste product of water instead of CO2. And this is the first industrial production to produce iron at zero emissions in the whole world. So there's no one yet, no country yet, no people yet who can do that.
Johannes, how will this project contribute to Namibia's economy in terms of job creation, skills development, and local industry growth?
Mm-hmm. Maybe let me start with skills development, because that was one of the key things that happened now in the construction time and installation time. So that was all done by Namibians, and that's maybe also one of the greatest values that we've produced now is that we built up the capacity to build solar power plants, that we built to build electrolyzers and the reduction technology. So and now we are busy building up the scales to maintain and run these factories. So together with the manufacturers of the machines, we are doing service plans, operational plans, and optimize the operation. So that's for example, also what we are doing now with a electrolyzer, so the hydrogen generation. Then now our people are trained to operate and maintain it. And so in operations, we will need roughly 50 people to run the plant. Then it's another around about 50 people that have indirect jobs, mainly in logistics and in the supply chain and so on. In construction, we were around about 400 people to realize this project. We built this first phase. It will be able to produce 15,000 tons to prove our concept to use it as a basis to build to upscale it. So 15,000 tons in comparison to 2 billion tons, so 2,000 million tons that the world needs is such a small amount. The idea is to scale it up, and then in phase two construction around about 1,200 people, and then in operations around about 250, 300 people directly, and again to 300 people indirectly. And then we only produce 200,000 tons. So we are conceptualizing also the next phases, which then will be 2 million tons, and then several thousands of jobs and in construction and also in later operations.
Wonderful. Will Namibia's green hydrogen be used domestically, or are there plans to export it to international markets?
Mm-hmm. No, the green hydrogen is just a production factor for us. So it's used within Namibia as a energy source to produce iron.
So have you any markets yet that are interested in the iron?
Yes, we've got also already offtake agreements or one offtake agreement for most of our production and many requests from all over the world.
Wonderful. What challenges did High Iron face in developing this project? And how were they overcome?
Mm-hmm. So definitely one of the challenges was to establish financing. So that was overcome by together with our partners, so the shareholders and investors, but also together with the German Ministry of Economy, who helped us in realizing the project with 40% of the financing. So that was definitely one of the greater challenges. And then, of course, we had to do a lot of learning in the beginning. We didn't find right away the quickest and most efficient ways to set up the solar plant, for example. But we did this learning all together and succeeded quite well at the end.
Yes. Johannes, just the last question. What are High Iron's long-term goals, and how do you see the industry evolving in the next decade?
Mm-hmm. So our medium goal before the long-term goals is to produce iron. So iron at zero emissions at the same price like iron produced on the basis of coal and natural gas, so CO2 intensive iron production. That goal is already very near, so we expect to reach this already in the next phase. It's our goal to scale this production up to produce the significant amounts to show to the world that it's possible to produce iron without impacting the climate, To create the capacities here in Namibia, because for such an industrial transition, it requires a lot of people. And those that are here today already, they are very proud to be part of this. And I would really hope that we can have many more people get this confidence, like the people here now, that we can contribute or make an important contribution as Namibia to the world.
Johannes, thank you so much, and I hope to speak to you again in a month or so, just to hear how things are going.
Perfect, we'll do so. So in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have the milestone of producing the first iron, and then on the 11th of April, we will have the grand opening of the plant.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.